Good morning.
John.
We're glad to be back.
很高兴回到大家的当中。
We had a chance to meet many of you about a month ago.
一个月前呢，有机会呢跟很多人见面。
And so, I look forward to seeing many of you again that we've met.
我再次碰到很多上次遇过的人。
And we also hope to meet many of you who we have not met yet or seen yet.
可能这次呢，我们再跟一些我还没见过的人见面。
Today I'm going to be sharing from Psalm 42.
今天我跟大家分享的是诗篇四十二篇。
We have in your bulletin an outline. You can follow along if you'd like.
在我们的节目单里程序单里面呢，有今天讲到的大纲，我们可以跟着这个大纲来看。
And let's begin by reading the scripture.
我们一开始的时候在读这段经文。我们来看诗篇的四十二篇。
For me to build the whole congregation today. For me as the whole congregation.
Okay. 诗篇的四十二篇，神啊，我的心切慕你，如露切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？我昼夜以眼泪当饮食，忍不住地对我说：你的神在哪里呢？我从前与众人同往，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称谢他。我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地，从黑门岭，从以撒山纪念你。你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应，你的波浪洪涛漫过我身。白昼耶和华必向我施慈爱，黑夜我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神。我要对神我的磐石说，你为何忘记我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？我的仇敌辱骂我，好像打碎我的骨头，不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
According to a recent article that I read,
根据我最近看的一篇文章，
Americans are bothered by many things.
发觉美国人呢，为一些事情来烦愁。
Chief among them, economic uncertainty.
最重要的就像经济上的不稳定。
High unemployment.
高失业率。
High prices for gas and food.
就是食物跟那个油价非常的高。
Scary weather.
很可怕的天气。
Tsunamis in Japan.
好像日本的海啸。
Flooding in the flooding along the Mississippi River.
墨西西比河的河的泛滥。
And tornadoes in the south.
好像在南部发生的龙卷风。
Several weeks ago, we were celebrating my son's 6th birthday.
几个礼拜前呢，他家的庆祝他儿子六岁的生日。
And we had a group of about 20 friends over.
我们家有二十多人在我们家里。
That was the same day that tornado came through Raleigh, North Carolina.
就是那一天呢，龙卷风经过北卡的 Raleigh 城。
And we found out later that the tornado came through about 4 miles from my house.
就后来就知道了，这个龙卷风在我们家的四里的里外呢还走过。
But when we looked out at the weather when it was happening, you thought it was right next to our house.
可是在当时的时候，这好像这个龙卷风就在我们附近发生一样。
There was hail, and the hail and the rain was going sideways.
发现有冰雹，那个风呢是打横着吹的。
And then on the television, the weather people were saying, get to an interior bathroom or room in your house.
那天气预报都告诉我们呢，要走到房子里的中间的一个房间或者一个厕所。
Unfortunately, 20people cannot fit into a small bathroom.
可惜呢，我们家的厕所呢容不下二十多个人。
And so we trusted and prayed that God would help us through the storm.
只能祷告神保守他们经过这场的风暴。
Which He did.
神是保守了。
There's all kinds of insecurities that people face.
我们知道人要面对很多的不安全感。
And if I preach this sermon 2 or 3 years from now, it'll be many of the same things.
这是我两三年前讲这篇道的话，都可能讲类似的事情。
Economic problems，
还是经济的问题。
Weather problems，
天气的问题。
Wars，
战争。
Things oftentimes for people, they feel like things are spinning out of control.
很多时候我们觉得事情好像我们不能控制了。
And some of the words that this article used to describe that were words such as
就好像这篇文章用这些字来形容
vulnerability
好像人的脆弱
hopelessness
绝望
fear
恐惧
powerlessness
无力
frustration
沮丧。
Are Christians immune from such feelings?
你觉得我们基督徒会对这些的问题会免疫吗？
Is being out of control something that we should never feel?
是不是我们基督徒不应该感觉到我们是没有不能控制事情呢？
We have a great God, why should we worry?
我们有一个那么伟大的神，我们担心什么呢？
But one of the responses to the article, a gentleman said, absolutely, feeling out of control is okay.
可是我看到一个人在网上这样写，他说，啊，我们发觉我们不能控制事情呢，是很正常的。
Because when we feel out of control, we trust in the God who is in control.
因为当基督徒觉得自己不能控制自己的事情的时候呢，我们就会仰望那位能掌权一切的神。
It reminds us that though we may be powerless, God is all powerful.
所以我们是没有力量，可是神是有能力的。
God can be our help in time of need.
是在我们有需要的时候，神是我们随时的帮助。
If we're honest with ourselves, we can probably think of many times in our lives where we felt things were out of control.
我们可以回想我们过去一生呢，有很多事情都好像我们不能控制。
Maybe we had struggles with work.
好像我们在工作上有困难。
Maybe we lost our job.
或者我们失业了。
Or maybe us or our children had problems at school.
或者我们就是我们的小孩在家在学校里遇见困难。
And I'm sure none of you have ever had a conflict with a family member.
或者家里呢家人不和。
Or the loss of a loved one.
或者失去亲人。
No matter what it was, we felt things are not right.
无论怎么样，有时候我们的生命就发生一些不好的事情。
And at that time, we didn't know how to gain mastery over the situation.
但那个时候，我们都不知道怎么样去控制我们自己的处境。
In Psalm 42, we see the psalmist.
我们在诗篇四十二篇，我们都看到这个诗人呢。
A worship leader who loves and serves God.
这是一位这个带领敬拜的领袖，他是侍奉又爱慕神的人。
Yet he's experiencing a spiritually dry time.
可他自己本身已经经历这种属灵的干渴。
He feels the pain of God's absence in his life.
他自己也感觉到神不在他生命里面，他这样的痛苦。
Through this psalm, hopefully we can learn a little bit of how to approach God in difficult times.
通过这篇诗篇，我们希望能够帮助我们在困难中怎么去接近神。
The psalmist writes of life's essentials.
首先，诗人告诉我们，我们生命有很多重要的要素。
What are life's essentials?
什么是我们的生命的要素呢？
The psalmist refers to in verses 1 through 3, the air that we breathe.
这在这篇诗篇里面的二三节讲到我们所呼吸的空气。
The water that we drink.
我们要喝的水。
The food that we eat.
我们吃的食物。
All of these things are the basis of what we need to do to survive physically.
这个是我们人活着的必须要的东西。
And they're also metaphors of how we can seek the Lord spiritually.
可是也比喻到我们要怎么属灵上来追求神呢？
As one is parched for thirst physically,
就好像这种口渴，我们身体上的口渴。
The psalmist feels parched for thirst spiritually.
在属灵上也还是我们的灵里面的一些干渴。
And so the psalmist says, writes that he needs air, as deer pants for streams of water.
就好像鹿切慕溪水一样，他也要渴慕水。
During a drought, the psalmist refers to a female deer struggling to reach water.
在一个属灵的干渴的时候，他就用这样一个母鹿。非常干渴的时候要去喝水，再来做比喻。
And as he saw the thirst of the deer, it reminded him of the thirst that he felt for God.
看到一个母鹿，他在很干渴要喝水，就提醒他自己属灵干渴要切慕神。
This is one of the more familiar biblical images that we see.
这是我们很常我们在圣经里面常见的一个属灵的表征。
We're seeking God is likened to.It's likened to that of a deer seeking water.
我们切慕神就像鹿切慕溪水一样。
For those of us who, however, who've grown up in cities, we may never have seen a deer panting for streams of water.
在我们这些在城市长大的人呢，可能没有见过那个鹿怎么去喝水。
Have any of you here seen a deer drink by a stream of water?
有没有在座没有人可能见过鹿去在溪边喝水呢？
Neither have I.
我也没看见过。
But I have seen a dog pant
可是我见过狗哦。
And the dog usually pants for a bowl of water.
我看到狗在水这个水壶旁边来喝水哦。
So maybe a better English translation would be as a dog pants for a bowl of water.
或者呢，应该这么说，用好像一个狗啊要去喝水一样。
Unfortunately, that doesn't sound very poetic.
可是这样呢，好像没有什么诗意了。
But it got me to thinking, because when I read this psalm, I've never understood the correlation of panting or breathing and drinking water.
可是呢，我在读这篇诗篇的时候，我自己可是不大了解怎么样我们口渴跟我们缺木有关呢。
And so I had to do a little research.
所以我们就要去看一点点的研究。
And I found out that people regulate their heat by sweating.
我们知道人呢怎么调节我们的体温呢？就是通过流汗。
Animals like a deer or dog, they regulate through their tongue.
可是这些动物像狗啊、鹿啊，它们调体温呢是通过它们的舌头。
And so when a dog sticks its tongue out, it's actually getting air on the tongue in order to cool itself down.
那你看那些狗啊，把常常伸出舌头来呢，就是让它的舌头呢有空气凉快，叫它的调整它的体温。
How does the dog get the more pants and the longer its tongue gets.
你看到是这个狗越是越热的话呢，它都越常常把舌头呢常常伸出来来透凉。
But what does that have to do with water?
可这样跟水有什么关系呢？
Well, I've read that the water is helps the cooling system of the tongue.
原来发现水呢是来帮助你的身体来降温的。
And so the more that the dog pants, the more water it needs, and the more it can cool down.
当狗越来越想伸舌头，它要越来越多喝水的话，这个水就会把它的体温呢降温。
And so when an animal is thirsty and overheated, it needs to pant and it needs water.
所以当一个动物它是体温很高又它很渴，它就要喝水了。
And the psalmist here likens himself to an overheated animal in desperate need of water.
那诗人这边把自己比喻就好像一个体温很高的动物，要非常想喝水。
He's experiencing the intense pains of spiritual weariness.
就是他在属灵上非常的疲累。
And he needs replenishment for his soul.
他需要他灵魂有补充。
The second thing we see here is that the psalmist needs water, which we've talked about a little bit.
是不是第二样是要提到，就我们刚才有提到一点的说，人是需要水。
His soul thirsts for God.
就他的灵是非常最渴慕的神。
The psalmist writes, "The thirsting for God is one thirst for water."
就像我们渴慕水要喝水一样，我们也像这样的要去渴慕神。
Especially when water is scarce and cannot be found.
尤其当水源不足的时候，很难找到。
He writes, "Where can I go and meet God?"
他就讲到我几时能瞧见神呢？
Now, I like to watch documentaries.
我很喜欢看纪录片哦。
And my son really likes animals.
他的儿子又很喜欢动物。
So I'm watching a lot of animal documentaries lately.
So 最近呢，我们常常看有关动物的纪录片。
And there was a documentary about an antelope.
那我最近看的呢，有一个关于羚羊的这个纪录片。
And so we're rooting for the antelope.
所以我们呢就拥护这只羚羊了。
We don't want the antelope to get eaten by a lion.
我们就不想这只羚羊呢被狮子吃掉。
Of course, if we're watching a show about lions, we want the lion to eat the antelope.
那这样子反过过来，我们要看一个。狮子的纪录片，我都很想这狮子吃掉那只羚羊。
It's all a matter of perspective.
就是我们看的角度如何。
But in this case, the antelope was thirsty. It was the dry season in Africa.
这个里面纪录片里面，我们看到这只羚羊呢非常干渴，因为呢当时是旱季。
And the herd of antelope needed water.
就一群的羚羊呢很需要喝水。
But they have a problem.
他们有一个问题哦。
In back of them is lions.
他们的后面就是一群的狮子。
In front of them is a watering hole.
他们前面就有一个水壶了。
You know what's in a watering hole in Africa?
你知道在非洲的水壶有什么东西呢？
Crocodile.
鳄鱼哦。
So the antelope is having a dilemma.
所以这些羚羊呢，都有一个两难了。
You can see them looking back.
来往后看的话。
And you can see them looking forward.
就看看前的话。
And they're very tentative.
是不知道怎么办呢。
But eventually their thirst overcomes them.
其实最后呢，他们实在是太渴了。
And they have to drink the water.
他一定要去喝水。
And you know how it is when you're really thirsty, you just can't stop.
当你真的很渴的时候，你是不停的要去喝水。
And so they know they need to draw back because of crocodile.
他们知道他们要赶快退回来，因为水里面有鳄鱼。
But they just can't stop themselves.
可他们就不能停了，要在一直在那边喝。
The power of thirst is strong.
就看到他们干渴，实在是非常大的动力，让他们去喝水。
May we as the psalmist truly recognize our spiritual condition.
我们看到诗人就非常清楚了解我们的属灵状况。
Yearning and thirsting for God when we're in a dry spiritual state.
当我们在属灵干渴的时候，我们真的是切切的渴慕神。
The psalmist also refers to food.
这里诗人又提到食物。
He says, my food has been my tears day and night.
他说我昼夜以眼泪当饮食。
Food is essential to our living.
食物对我们生命是很重要的。
But when we're in emotional despair, it's hard to eat.
当我们在情绪上有痛苦的时候，我们很难去吃东西了。
I know that when I've lost loved ones to death.
我知道，就当我失去亲人的时候，我有这样的经历。
It was hard for me to eat.
令他很难去吃东西。
I had no desire.
根本没有食欲。
Only emotional anguish and tears.
只有感情上很大的痛苦。
And that's how the psalmist feels.
这就是诗人在这里所经历的。
Day and night he felt the pain of absence of God's presence.
就是昼夜他都看，就觉得神已经不在他旁边离开他。
He fed on his grief.
他说他在悲苦之中。
And his weeping was as regular as his eating had been.
他的眼泪就好像他的饮食一样，每天都有。
And so in verse 4, we see the psalmist is longing for the good old days.
在第四节开始，我们看到诗人回想到以往日的美好日子。
This makes the psalmist remember the times when he used to lead the multitude of God's people in worship.
他就想到他以前怎么带领神的众多的子民一起去敬拜神。
The pilgrims would make their way to Jerusalem along the roads for the appointed feast.
在指定的节日呢，有很多的朝圣者，他们一路上去耶路撒冷。
And he, as their worship leader, would lead thousands upon thousands of people to the temple of God.
他这个敬拜的带领人呢，就带领千千万万、千千百百的人一起到圣殿里朝见神。
Remembering the good old days wasn't for him an exercise of self-pity.
回想往日，并不是说他自己在自己怜悯自己。
But of remembering how it was.
只是想自己。他只是记追忆以前发生过什么事情。
And how one day it could be.
他就想到将来有一天还是会这样。
If you're feeling dry spiritually,
要是你在属灵上觉得干渴的话，
remember when you were on fire for God.
就记得其实你曾经为神火热过。
And couldn't wait to spend time with God in worship and praise.
你就不能再等待说要再一次的要在神面前敬拜赞美他。
Several years ago, my church in North Carolina went through a difficult time.
几年前，我在北卡的教会呢，经有一些困难的时候。
Our pastor resigned.
我们的牧师辞职了。
And many people were upset.
有很多人呢，非常的失望。
Many people were glad he resigned.
有的人很高兴他辞职离开了。
And many people were upset that he resigned.
有很多人对他离职呢，非常的失望。
And the people that were upset, many of them left the church.
对那些很失望不高兴的人呢就离开了教会。
And so the church was in turmoil.
所以教会就在一个动荡的情况。
People had left.
很多人离开。
The offerings were down.
所以奉献就减少了。
And people were down. People were depressed.
人都很不每个人都很不开心。
But I remember going through this time, I had the memory of when times were good.
可是我在经过这段的痛苦的时候呢，我回想到我们曾经教会有很好的时候。
Only a year before, we had been a small group of about 100 people.
但是在这个事情发生一年之前，这个教会只是一群在100人的一个小教会。
And the room that we were meeting in at the local YMCA became too small.
我们在当地的 YMCA 的体育馆聚会呢，那个体育馆对我们来讲太小了。
So we had to move to a bigger gymnasium.
所以我们去了一个更大的一个体育馆。
Many people were coming to the church.
当时有很多人来教会。
And many people were giving their lives to Christ.
在那里有很多人也信主。
And so by remembering this, it gave us hope.
在追忆往日，就给我们很多。
That one day things would get better.
就是有一天我们会变好的。
And I can praise God that it has.
我很感谢神，因为真的教会就转好了。
A new pastor has come on.
有一个新的牧师来了。
And things have turned around, and many people are coming to the Lord.
这事情就回转过来，有很多人又在教会里面信主。
The present reality has now matched the hope that we had felt.
我们现在所经历的就跟圣经所讲的盼望吻合了。
And when the psalmist was in despair, he remembered the good times.
当诗人在绝望的时候，他就追想往日的好时间。
And had confidence that they would happen again.
我有信心的知道这些好时间会再次出现。
But throughout the difficulties of this spiritually dry time, it caused the psalmist to wonder why.
在这种属灵上的困难的时候。也令到诗人在想说为什么会发生
And he did it in the form of self-talk.
他在怎么让他的自己跟自己讲话来回想这些事情
He writes in verse 5, Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me?
他说我的心啊在第五节你为何忧闷为何在我里面烦躁
I find this to be a curious statement.
我觉得这句话很奇怪
The psalmist is talking to his soul.
这个诗人对他的自己的心讲话
I don't know where he found his soul.
英文是这个心是用灵这个词 But it's like, 我不知道灵在人的灵在哪里
It's like he took it out of him and started talking
就好像他把它拿出来呢跟他讲话一样
Hello soul
他说哎呀心啊
Why am I so downcast
你为什么里面烦躁很忧闷呢
And maybe the soul responded I'm glad you asked
可能他的灵就在跟他说哎呀我好高兴你问问我
Okay now if you do this don't do this in a public place
你要是想这样做的话不要在大众之间才这样做
You might scare people
你可能把一些人吓倒了
But talking it out with God and with ourselves can help us resolve the issues in our lives
有时候我们跟自己讲话跟神讲话会帮助我们解决了我们一些人生的问题
It helps the psalmist struggle with where he was currently
他就是帮助这个诗人了解他现在是在哪个处境
and where he needs to be to regain his footing
然后他要怎么样做才会重新的站立起来
He goes on to ask the question in verse 9 of God He asked the question in a very honest way
在这第九节他就跟神问了一个很诚实的问题
He says I say to God my rock why have you forgotten me Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy?
为什么因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢
The writer is being very honest with God.
这个诗人对神非常的诚实
Letting him know exactly how he feels.
他告诉他真的是怎么样去想
He's not being politically correct.
他并不是说在政治上正确说要说的该说的话
He's in despair. Why, God, have you forgotten?
就是这样，在绝望中，他跟神说：“神啊，你为什么忘记我
？”I led a workshop not too long ago about spiritual growth.
我在不久之前呢，带领一个讲座，是关于灵命的成长的。
And we talked about having a quiet time.
那么就提到我们要灵修，就是安静的时间。
About spending time with God in His Word and prayer.
就是在神的面前安静的祷告、读经。
And after the workshop, a young lady came up to me.
在讲座以后呢，有一个年轻的姐妹来跟我谈话。
And she asked a very interesting question.
她问了一个很有趣的问题。
She said, "During a quiet time, do I have to be quiet?"
她就说，在这个安静灵修的时间，我是不是一定要很安静啊？
That's a good question. I never thought of that before.
这是一个很好的问题啊，我都没想过。
But she said, sometimes when I'm spending time with God, I want to cry or shout or be mad.
我说因为有时候我在跟神谈话的时候，其实我很想大叫，很想在哭，也很写作会很生气。
Is it wrong to express my true emotions before God?
是在神面前表达我自己真正的感受是不对的呢
？And I said, of course not. God can handle it.
我当然说，当然不会啊，神会然后会处理你的情绪的。
If you want to have a loud, quiet time, go ahead.
要是你有个很吵很吵的安静时间呢，你就做吧。
God can handle our doubts, our fears, our frustrations.
神是可以处理我们的怀疑、我们的恐惧跟我们的失望。
It's not that we can hide anything from God anyway.
因为我们根本不能摆在神面前隐藏什么。
So I think it's good to be honest with the Lord.
所以我们对神诚实呢是好的。
And express to him the emotions that we're feeling.
对啊，我们要对他表达我们真正里面的感受。
Now, as we looked at this psalm, and we've looked at what the psalmist was going through, what are some things that we can do to apply these principles to our lives?
我们在读这篇的诗篇，看到诗人告诉我们的，那我们有想想诗人提醒我们什么，可以在我们的生命里面有帮助的呢？
And I think the first thing we can do is reflect on our walk with God.
首先第一点，我想到我们就要回想我们跟神的关系是怎么样。
I know that can be very difficult.
我知道这是有点困难的。
It's hard to reflect nowadays.
今时今日，我们真的很难在那边安静去回想。
We have cell phones and iPods and computers.
因为我们有很多的电子仪器、电话、电脑的，我们很难去自我反省。
TVs with satellite dishes.
啊，我们还有卫星的电视，不停的播放。
But sometimes we need to withdraw.
可是有时候我们真的是要自己安静下来。
To think and reflect.
要去回想、追忆、反省。
About where we are with God.
就是我们跟神的关系是怎么样。
Are we doing well spiritually?
我们在属灵上好吗？
Have things slipped?
我们有没有什么犯罪了呢？
And if so, what are the causes?
要是走的话，有什么结果、后果呢？
Busyness, neglect, boredom.
因为是不是因为我们太忙了，我们忽略了，我们太懒了，就不去亲近神呢？
And once we diagnose our condition, what is our prescription? How can we get back to the place that we need to be with the Lord?
但是我们知道我们自己处境是怎么样的话，那我们有什么处方来帮助我们跟神的关系恢复呢？
At one point, I was feeling dry spiritually.
有一段时间我觉得我属灵上也有点干。
And I realized I wasn't spending enough quality time with God.
我就发现我跟神啊没有足够的好的时间跟神在一起。
So I began this dialogue with myself and with the Lord.
所以我刚开始跟神跟自己在讲话。
Why am I having this feelings of spiritual dryness?
为什么我感觉我属灵这样的干渴呢？
And I thought, you know, I need more quality time with God.
因为我需要跟神有更好的相聚的时间。
So I thought, how about in the morning?
那我想想，那什么时候好呢？啊，早上应该好一点。
Then I thought, no, I'm not a morning person.
我真的不是啊，我也早不起来的人。
And I need to get my son ready for school.
哇，起来我就想着要把我的小孩准备好去上学。
And then I thought, how about at night?
啊，晚上好了。
I like to spend time with God at night.
啊，晚上跟神相聚是最好的。
But there's a problem.
可是又有问题。
I get too tired.
我太累了。
And then I fall asleep.
我就睡着了。
So all of a sudden, as I was praying, a thought came to my mind.
当我一在祷告的时候，哎，有个意念就出来。
Coffee.
咖啡。
I like coffee.
啊，我很喜欢喝咖啡。
I like Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
我很喜欢那个Dunkin' Donuts这个店的 coffee.
And I thought, what do I do when I drink my morning coffee?
我在想说，哎，我早上喝咖啡的时候我在做什么？
Well, usually I read the news.
我通常都在看新闻。
Not the newspaper, it's on the computer.
不是看报纸的，而是在网上看新闻。
But I thought, instead of reading the news, I can spend time with God.
在想说，哎。我不再看新闻，我就跟神在一起就好了。
And so now I spend coffee time with God.
所以现在呢，我就喝咖啡的时候就跟神相聚了。
I don't think he's offended that I'm drinking my coffee.
我相信我在喝咖啡跟他聊天呢，他不会觉得被冒犯。
Because just as we spend time with a friend over coffee or tea, so too we can spend time with the Lord.
因为我有时候跟朋友相聚也是喝咖啡喝茶的，我现在我有时候跟朋友一起喝咖啡也是好的。
And so as I wrestled and reflected with my spiritual condition, the Lord helped bring a solution.
就当我在这边反省我自己的属灵状况的时候，神就这样提醒了我。
The second application is remember who God is.
第二点帮助我们的就是我们要追想回忆神是谁。
The psalmist's reflection is not merely an exercise in self-talk.
这个诗人的反省并不是在自己跟自己讲话而已。
The psalmist is not gazing in positive thinking, but keeping his focus on God.
他并不是只是叫自己要有正确的、积极的思想，而是他要把他的思想放在神身上。
In verse 8, he says, God, my life.
他在第八节讲到神是他的生命。
God is not just his God on Sundays or Wednesdays.
神并不是只是我们礼拜三、礼拜天的神
，but his whole life，
就是我们生命的神。
In verse 9 he says, "God, my rock."
在第九节讲到神是我们的磐石。
God cannot be moved even in distressing circumstances.
就在很悲痛的情况，神也不会被摇动的。
And we're told we're to build our house on a rock, the rock of Jesus Christ.
我们被提醒，我们要把我们的房屋建在耶稣基督这个磐石上。
And the interesting thing about this psalm is that it's not only Psalm 42.
这首诗四十二篇很特别的是，它不是单单四十二篇。
In the Hebrew Bible, Psalm 42 and 43 are connected.
在希伯来文的圣经呢，四十二篇是上面是看来是一篇的。
And the refrain that we see throughout Psalm 42, ending in verse 11, where it says, "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God," is also found in Psalm 43.
我们看到四十二篇的副歌重复的那第十一节讲到，应当仰望神，因我还要称谢他，他是我脸上的荣光。是三篇的最后也是用这一段。
And so in Psalm 43, verse 2, the psalmist writes, "God, my stronghold." We can rely on God's protection and power through the tough times.
我们可以依靠神给我们的保护跟力量来度过我们困难的时候。
It is not through our strength that we will prevail, but on the strength of God.
不是靠着我们的力量来度过困难，是靠着神的力量。
The strength that He provides through the power of His Holy Spirit.
是通过他圣灵赐给我们的力量。
Thirdly, we can apply this by placing our hope in God.
第三点我们学习到的是我们可以把我们的盼望放在神身上。
The psalmist, as I mentioned before, has this continuing refrain of hope.
我刚才提到这个诗篇有个副歌常常重复的都讲到仰望盼望。
That he will put his hope in God.
他是要仰望神。
And that he will yet praise him as his Savior and his God.
还就是要称谢他，因为他是我的救主，是我的神。
This psalm is called a psalm of new location.
这个诗篇呢，就讲是叫做一个在新的地方写的诗篇。
There's different kinds of psalms in the Bible.
在诗篇里面有不同的形式的诗篇。
A psalm of location is a psalm where everything is going great.
当诗篇在某一个地方写的话，就表示说。事情发生的都很好。
It's praise God for everything, and throughout the whole psalm, everything is worshiping God.
这种诗篇呢，都是整个诗篇都是在敬拜、赞美、感谢神，因为事情发展的都很顺利。
And then there's psalms of dislocation.
然后又有种是流离的诗篇。
The psalm of dislocation, everything is going bad.
在流离的诗篇呢，什么事情都是不好，发生的都不好了。
Much like the psalmist in the beginning of this passage.The writers are distressed spiritually.
就像这个四十二篇开始讲到这个诗人呢，这个属灵上很干渴的。
And throughout the whole psalm, things are bad.
好像整个诗篇呢，流离的诗篇是整个诗篇都是事情都发生的不好。
And by the end of the psalm, things get worse.
在最后的时候呢，是发展的更糟糕了。
And then the psalm ends.
就诗篇就这样结束。
But most of the psalms are much like this one, where things.Begin poorly, and then they end well.
可是大部分的诗篇，就像诗篇四十二篇，就是刚开始的时候情况不是太好，可是结果是非常的美好。
So they start in a certain location.
就是他们在某一个安稳的某一个地点开始。
Where things are not good.
就是在一个不好的状况开始。
And they end in another location where things have now improved.
就去到一个。然后进展到一个好的一个光景。
And as we read the psalm, we see the psalmist wrestling with his relationship with God.
所以我们看到这种的诗篇，常常看到诗人跟神的挣扎。
And at the end, we see that he's come to a resolution.
然后最后呢，他有这样的一个结论。
In Psalm 43, 3 and 4, he writes, "Send forth your light and your truth; let them guide me."
就在诗篇四十三篇三节这样提到。求神发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我。
Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell.
带我到你的圣山，见你，到你的居所。
Then I will go to the altar of God.
第四节，我就走到神的祭坛。
To God, my joy and my delight.
到我最喜爱的神那里。
I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God.
神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称赞你。
And so the psalmist begins the psalm in a parched, dry land.Spiritually dry and thirsty.
就诗人就从这个诗篇就从一个在属灵干渴的地开始。
And at the end of the psalm, he's exclaiming that God is his joy and delight.
在最后的时候，他就要高声称赞神是他的喜乐，是他的光荣。
His focus is no longer on himself and his disappointments, but on God.
他的注意力不在自己个人的失望跟困难上面，而是在神身上。
And that makes all the difference.
这样就再把这个分别带出来了。
There was an experiment done.
我经看到有说有一样的实验
about Norwegian rats.
是关于挪威的老鼠。
I do not agree with the methodology of testing.
我对这个实验所做的方法呢，我并不是很赞同。
So don't do this at home.
请你在家里不要这样做。
But at the University of California, Berkeley.
在加州大学伯克利分校呢，他们有这样的一个实验。
They placed these rats in a tub of water.
他把这些挪威老鼠呢放在一桶水里面。
They wanted to see how long the rats could swim until they drowned.
他就看这个老鼠啊能在水里面游多久啊，直到它淹死。
It took 7 hours.
七个小时。
Rats are good swimmers.
我也不知道原来老鼠是那么会游泳。
I would be drowned in like 10 minutes.
我可能10分钟我就会淹死了。
The second experiment, they took another batch of rats.
And
when the rats were almost ready to drown, they would pick the rat up out of the water for like 1 second. And then they would put him back in the water and they would begin trying to swim. With the help of the researchers, just taking the rat out of the water, the rats were able to swim for 20 hours.
这样的话, 老鼠呢,
so the researchers thought, why is this?
那这些实验者只是,
and they came to the conclusion that the second group of rats had hope.
他的决定就说,
we don't think of rats having hope.
我们没有想到的话,老鼠都有盼望。
But they figured that the rats had experienced a rescue.
因为这些老鼠他们经历过被拯救。
And every time they experienced a rescue, they thought, well, maybe I'll be rescued again.
因为他每一次变成水里拿出来被救上来，他就说，哦，我下次还是会被救上来。
And so the hope kept them alive.
所以这样的盼望就支持他们要活下去。
Well, at least for 20 hours.
支持了20个小时。
Human beings are no different.
人类也是一样。
Without hope, we drown.
但是没有盼望的话，我们都好像会被淹。
But with hope, we have reason to live.
因为有盼望，我们才能活下去。
God gives us that same hope today.
神照样的给我们这样的一个盼望。
Come to the Lord, and He will give you all the strength, power, and hope that you need.
来到神面前，他会给你所有的力量、盼望，你所需要的。
Hope to not only survive the tough and spiritually dry times.
就是在你们在属灵或者你生活上困难的时候，这些盼望来支持你。
But the ability to thrive as a child of the living God.
更重要的是可以让你活得成为一个属神的好儿女。
I like the words of Psalm 35, which sum this up well.
我就很喜欢诗篇30篇诗人所讲的这句话来做总结。
Weeping may endure for a night.
我们一宿虽有哭泣。
But joy comes in the morning.
早晨边地欢呼。
At the beginning of the psalm, we find the psalmist weeping.
在这个诗篇开始的时候，我们看到诗人在哭泣。
But by the end, he had found hope.
在最后的时候，这诗人找到盼望。
He had found joy.
他找到喜乐。
Praise God for His goodness and grace.
我们要感谢神，因为他是美好，他有恩典。
And for His strength, which helps us to endure.
也给我们这个力量来。
And experience the joy of His presence. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your love.
神啊，我们谢谢你给我们这样的爱。
We thank You that You care for us in a way that we can't even imagine.
我们谢谢你，就是用我们都想象不到的爱来照顾我们。
And we thank You that we can come to You with all of our burdens.
我们可以来到你面前，把我们所有的重担
，all of our frustrations，
我们所有的沮丧
，and you are not surprised，
这些你都是在你预料之中
，you want us to place your hope in you，
只是我们经历这些，让我们就是把我们的盼望放在你身上
，we thank you for Jesus our rock，
我们谢谢耶稣是我们的磐石
，whom we can rely on and stand on in difficult times，
就在我们困难的时候是我们的依靠
，Lord help us to praise you，
主啊。
Help us to glorify you. For we pray in your Son's name, Amen.
We pray in your Son's name, Amen.